The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation is giving assurance that it is poised to cover the 2014 World Cup. Signals from the corporation show that the stage is set to provide listeners and viewers the best stories and commentaries on happenings in Brazil. The Director General of the corporation, Major Albert Donchebe, says the nation's broadcaster will mount a giant screen for public viewing. Also, coaching clinics meant to give football enthusiasts lessons on the game will be set up on the front lawns of the corporation's frontage. Gloria Anderson and Priscilla Pia have more.
In less than 2 days, the world's attention will be on the most celebrated sporting event, the FIFA World Cup, which is slated for Brazil on Thursday. The soccer fever is gathering momentum, and the Black Stars will proudly represent Ghana, and your trusted voice, the GBC, is ready to provide quality transmission of all matches, both on radio and television. Apart from pre- and post-match discussions, live commentary on all the 64 matches, GBC will also set up public viewing centres in all regional capitals. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, says GBC must be the only option for the World Cup, as GBC will provide primary feed straight from Brazil.
I've made very elaborate plans for this World Cup, ensuring that it will be heat-free, stress-free. It will provide wonderful opportunities for viewing and listening. All matches will be shown on GTV, GTV Sports Plus, and our partner stations, that is Metro TV, Net2 TV, ATV, and First Digital Television. You can come to our front lawn here, and you can watch the World Cup as if you are sitting in the stadium in Brazil.
GBC technical engineers are on the ground to ensure heat-free transmission of all matches. The Director of Engineering at GBC, Augustus Janssen, gave the assurance that all areas with reception challenges are being attended to.
We've made preparation for the transmission, both FM and the TV. At the moment, our team is on the field trying to restore all areas that we have problems. They are in secondary, by the end of the week, they'll be able to complete. And the team will also go to the north and restore all transmitters, 40 transmitters. So we assure the public that within the World Cup period, they will be entertained and they'll have TV to watch and radio to listen.
The Director of Technical Production, Oscar Nuncho, also said the technical team is working hard to ensure heat-free listening and viewing of the World Cup.
Because of the presence of Black Stars, we are doing everything beyond the normal to ensure that we will give Ghanaians a full coverage of what is happening there. GBC, as the bigger partner in the consortium, is supposed to distribute the feed and we'll make sure that every station has got a clean feed and will be able to play its role for Ghanaians to have a full extent of the coverage of the World Cup. Management is putting everything in place to ensure that not only are the transmitters up and running, but generators and the fuel are also provided to ensure that even if there are power interruptions here and there, people will still have the means of watching the World Cup.
Apart from the giant screens that will be mounted on GBC's lawns, the corporation will hold coaching clinics for interested children. Director of GTV Sports Plus, Kennedy Buachiansa, also promises an interesting coverage of the World Cup on GTV Sports Plus. Peace Prince Suman will be one of GBC's representatives at the World Cup. He gives a teaser of what listeners and viewers of GBC should expect.
We'll be covering every single thing happening at the World Cup before the match, Black Stars training ahead of that game, euphoria in the city, the town, what Ghanaians will be saying. We'll all be coming on Radio Ghana Live before the match itself, total commentary as well, you know, captivates an interesting one. And after the match, we also have post-match interviews and we'll get to have information down in Natal, and after Natal, we'll move. So listeners will be getting feedback from Brazil so far as the World Cup is concerned. GBC Radio must be the must listen radio station. You can't go any other place because we have the rights and we're showing it on GTV and GTV Sports Plus. But for broadcasting rights on radio, we have authentic rights as well to let you know everything happening there. And myself being inside Brazil, you know, I can go anywhere, let you know everything happening with nightlife in Brazil. You have to know lots and lots of things happening in Brazil. Definitely only on GTV, GTV Sports Plus, and on Radio Ghana.
TBC is indeed ready to provide quality coverage and transmission of the World Cup matches, which will thrill Ghanaians and keep them glued to their seats. As always, TBC is a pace setter, and this will be evident in our coverage of the World Cup.
Gloria Anderson and Priscilla Pierre filed that report.